Ryan has a groin strain, so a hip flexor. So they're looking at him right now. It's kind of been bothering him here for a little bit, and it just cleared up on him again.
Cullen Jenkins.
Cullen Jenkins strained his calf about three quarters through practice, so I'll know more about him when I go up top.
Mike, can you talk about Chiller going inside on the nickel?
Wanted to get Brandon some work back inside, just trying to take advantage of his flexibility. He's had quality reps at the outside position. Also wanted to get some more reps for Frank Zombo. AJ was a trial return today, so we took him through the jog through to see how he was doing and practiced him more on some of the opponent's stuff. So just trying to create some flexibility. Frank Zombo's earned some more reps, and that's a credit to his performance. Once again, just trying to have everybody ready in our different personnel groups to continue to build that depth chart. And Brandon Chiller's all obviously versatile to play inside and outside.
Mike, what's the prognosis on Quinn Porter?
Quinn Porter, I would say he's probably day-to-day. He has a chance to go this week.
Brad Jones?
I'd put him in the same category. Yeah, I think Brad has a chance to go Thursday night against Indianapolis.
Concerned about the running back depth, or because you think Quinn might be able to go, you're not quite as worried?
It's training camp. I'm more focused on the individuals that are available, getting them the reps, make sure we're playing the different combinations, both on offense and defense, and making sure you flow through your personnel groups and you're training them the right way conceptually. Because once you get to the real games, starting with Philadelphia, you want to have the ability to get in and out of the personnel groups. You don't really ever want to be one player away. And I think it speaks volumes about John Kuhn being able to play fullback and one back and two back as a halfback in our system. And, injuries are unfortunate. Quinn's going through it now, and this is kind of where we are, the running back position.
Just three practices remaining. What are your hopes for the next couple of weeks? We
technically go to an in-season schedule tomorrow. This really officially from a scheduling standpoint takes us out of training camp with the last night practices. The night practices have been great. Our fans have been phenomenal. But we'll get on an in-season schedule start tomorrow, and we will work with an in-season Thursday schedule tomorrow and just to try to get our players in the routine as best we can. And then we'll have a full week next week going into Kansas City of the in-season schedule. So we're getting ready to play games, and from a scheduling and a regularity standpoint, it's important to make a switch in the third week of training camp like we normally do.
What part of Zombo's game have you seen the most development?
Well, he brings the physicality that you're looking for as an outside linebacker. Everything we start with is speed to power on the rush and how you want to play the runs and so forth. And I think he's done a very good job of that. So high effort player, tough kid, played through injuries. He's had a nice camp so far. He's earned every rep that he's been given, and we want to increase his opportunities, see what he can do.
Mike, it looks like you've made a few changes on some of your special teams groups. Are you looking to try and kind of start to get closer to settling in on which
changes in which regard? I mean,
well, if you use Shields a little bit more with the ones.
And Sam's earned it. Yeah, Sam's definitely getting some time with the ones, and we do want to get closer to what we feel we're going to be, the guys you're going to be you're playing with, and there is some projection, and you want to get some more information on particularly the newer guys, Tom Crabtree, like you stated, and Sam Shields. So that's, once again, it's kind of the same answer to a different question, and that's all part of these preseason games.
Did you, when you looked at the film, did you figure out what Martin, in fact, did to get ejected?
Yeah, it was inappropriate. I mean, he swang or punched or the player in the back. So I mean, it was a foul, and he was ejected for it. And it's an experience that we address with everybody, because that's a regular season game. Not you're a 45 man roster, goes to 44 real fast, and that's not very smart. It's a discipline penalty, and penalties have been a number one priority for us on special teams, and for that to happen, it's not what we're looking for.
Does that do it? Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.